attractiveness.
From the Director Department of Transportation and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report regarding a feasibility study to create lower-cost subsidized passes for low-income riders and summer-long youth passes for teens. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grant.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, as directed by Budget Amendment 1A059, a transit staff has reviewed the viability of creating a lower-cost subsidized pass for low-income workers and a summer-long youth pass for teens who may be employed or seeking employment. Joining me is Jacqueline Jan. She is our Marketing and Communications Officer for the Transit System, and she has led the review of this feasibility study, and she will give you a brief overview of our findings.
Are you in here?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, good morning. Thank you for your suggestion to review new discounted fare forms to assist the community and enhance MCTS. We reviewed two options per your request in the last adopted budget. I hope you had time to review the report. The two passes, a low-income pass that is supported by businesses, and the second one is a summer youth employment pass. To adequately investigate the feasibility of these two new discounted fare forms, we reviewed three things: the potential market, what it would take to implement, and the potential financial impact. To create a successful program, we would all agree that it is imperative that it does not have an adverse impact on MCTS revenue. Additionally, the resources needed to begin and accomplish an effective project would need to be fully researched and defined. What we summarized is the low-income pass is similar to our commuter value pass program that is already in place. Businesses pay a portion of their employees' discounted bus pass. This program is a huge success, with more than 3,000 people participating and bringing in annual revenue of more than $2.5 million. Creating a new pass, which would be discounted and paid by businesses, could potentially create a competitive program to the CVP and diminish funds. Regarding the youth employment pass, on first review, we discovered several agencies that purchase our bus fares through funds and distribute them free to the community who are looking for employment. Admittedly, we only scratched the surface on these social service agencies regarding their employment programs. However, the amount of funds that we do receive from the social service agencies through these established programs is significant, and we should not venture quickly or we could lose significant funds. Further time is required to find a non-competitive social agency program that we could work with in depth on this. Thank you for letting me present this information.
Supervisor Bowen, you have asked Supervisor Hollis, we have this amendment to the budget. Do you have any questions over the chair?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to thank the department for looking into what I requested in the last 2013 budget. I also had some questions. I know that in planning for creating this report, there were talks with the Milwaukee Area Workforce Investment Board, one of the organizations I had in mind that would be, I guess, a premier organization to implement the summer youth pass. I know there was attempts to try to meet with them, but it, communication after that failed, getting to my office, and wanted to know why they weren't included in this report.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we did try to connect with them, and we ran out of time. Our schedules just didn't meet, so that's why we didn't put them in the report. We just couldn't get enough information that would be fitting for the report. But that's what we stated, is that it would be nice to go further in depth into talking to some of these social service agencies.
Okay. And then the it looks like the report also found there are some opportunities with the organizations that are already buying transit, either tickets or passes in bulk. Was there research found that if they bought their transportation needs in a different way in our current fare system, that it might work out better for their people that participate in those programs?
What we found, you know, in our first review, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, is that the social service agencies are working under W-2, which is federally funded. So we receive payment for those bus passes. So that's where we wanted to say we don't want to go quickly because we don't want to hurt ourselves and offer the passes free because we will lose the funding for those passes. So I think our best approach would be to look at a social service agency that's not providing bus pass transportation, which we did not find yet, and work with them closely to assist that group and try a pilot program. But we need to get more into the depths of this because the last thing we want to do is lose federal funding.
Mm-hmm. And was there, beyond people that participate in, I guess, low-income programs, but actually like employers that have a large number of employees, were there talks with them in investigating their transportation needs? So just like a Kohl's or a Johnson Controls would participate in the commuter value pass program, were there talks with those type of companies to employ those type of workers?
So, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, that is very similar to our commuter value program, and we would welcome the opportunity to increase that program and spend more time looking at increasing participation. We've been working on the commuter value program for at the minimum 8 years. I'm sure it's longer than that. To work with businesses, and we've approached numerous businesses to be a part of this program in which they pay a portion of the discounted bus pass. We'd be happy to continue our search and increase that and look at businesses' youth program if that's the direction you'd like us to go in.
Okay. Thank you. And, Mr. Chair, if we wanted to, is a proper protocol to put this place this on file and then also work with the department to continue to look into the different options here?
Yes, motion to receive.
Okay.
On file.
I'll make the motion to receive and place this item on file.
Okay, we have a motion to receive, place on file. Supervisor House, you have any questions? Any other comments or questions from the committee? Supervisor Jerzyk?
Well, in some ways, I agree with the conclusion of the report. I mean, with regard to transportation, I think the correct focus should be on those trying to target certain programs, and then they take into consideration the transportation needs. I think one of the examples I can pull out is when we do the youth program with the parks. I believe that program did provide bus tickets and so on so that they became responsible for the transportation. I think I'm correct on that, am I, on that program?
Supervisor Jersey, we subsidized that program from the county. We put so much money in there so we can have people, when the young people came to the park program,
right.
We subsidized for bus tickets.
Right, right. Yeah. So, and I think that's the correct focus. The one disappointment I have with the report is we all know that there has been tremendous time spent looking at the whole transfer issue and the whole issue of people stealing transfers because they know they can either pass them on to another person to get a free ride or they themselves use these transfers. And it leads the bus company to direct drivers, for example, not to challenge such individuals because they don't want to put anyone at risk with regard to safety. But all of that begs the issue of there may be individuals in this community who truly need assistance to get rides. The bus system presents the one opportunity for some individuals to get from point A to point B. And when they don't have the money, they take extreme measures. I do wish that there was some way to focus on that group of individuals, that we perhaps find a way to make this a more positive activity rather than the negative way of getting that right. And this is where I would have liked to have seen your report try to reach out. I don't know, for example, if the bus company tries to use the 211 services where individuals who are having these kinds of concerns with transportation could perhaps be directed to some agency somewhere that they can try to rectify that problem before they resort to those extreme measures of stealing transfers or selling them on the street. That's what I would like to have seen, and I really don't see anything like that. So I don't know if you have a response to that.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, there's many ways that we can go and look for ways to assist people with providing cost reductions for transportation. I think we've, like we said, we're just scratched the surface and understanding the needs in the community. And we ourselves are not a social service agency, so it's going to take a lot of community effort and working with each other to see what the need is. It takes more than a couple months, so we would like to explore that. Okay. What we did put in the proposal is what it would look like to have a youth pass. And we spend a lot of time of how to create a pass that's at no cost to Milwaukee County through businesses sponsoring it. We would like to continue looking at that and to address it. We are unhappy that we have this great transit system and there's individuals that can't afford to take it. We'd like to have it be available for more individuals. We're doing the best we can with the limited resources we have, and we'll continue to research it if you allow us.
Yeah, I hear you, and I don't expect you to be a social services agency. You have enough to do to run a transit system. I agree with Supervisor Bowe and my colleague that we need follow-up on this, and I would encourage you to reach out to the social service agencies. 211, community advocates, these may be some places that we can have individuals go to get some kind of assistance with transportation, and they then can reach out to United Way and other places to pay for that. To the extent that the county is not able to provide that. So I just think we need that additional piece of that. I support Supervisor Bowen's motion, and I would like to see that follow-up. Thank you.
All right, any other comments or questions? All the motions for receive, place on file. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb. Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
We'd like you to come back in the June cycle with the follow-up, please. Thank you. Supervisor Wyshon, how can I help?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I